So the epistle for the feast of the Immaculate Conception is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth, he had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me, blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Please be seated. About Mary, we can never say enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, obviously we see in today's Mass what we celebrate is the role that Providence has for the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she would be the Mother of God. And so this was the preparation that was necessary for the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she was to be the Mother of God, that it was the plan of God that she would be immaculately conceived without any sin. Original sin, and then she would not fall into any sin during her lives. We see at the time of the Annunciation, she was told that she would be this Mother of God. Thou art full of grace, and the Holy Ghost shall descend upon thee and overshadow thee. Thus, no stain of sin would ever come into her soul, because she was the first tabernacle of our Lord, because she bore our Lord for 9 months. And so therefore it was fitting that she would be not conceived with any sin. And so also from that, we can see why when the church places this feast during this time period of Advent, it is also a reminder to all of us of the preparation that is necessary. And we see the importance of the Blessed Virgin Mary that she played being the Mother of God. And so from that, the church gives us this feast in this time period of Advent to help us to understand the need to prepare, to make sure and prepare our soul well for this great feast that is coming up. St. Pius X has said, no surer or more direct road than by Mary uniting all mankind in Christ. There is no surer means for us than to go to Our Lady. That is why St. Bernard of Clairvaux has said, Mary is the channel through which the graces flow. And so we can see how important she is in this time period of Advent, the preparation that is necessary for our soul. But as I mentioned of how Our Lady then was conceived without any original sin, obviously for all of us, we are conceived with original sin. It is taken away at our baptism, yes. But then that residue, that inclination towards sin still remains always with us. And that is what we must try to battle throughout our lives, battle every day of our life. And so it's important for us then as we prepare for the feast of Christmas, you know, to realize and to understand then what that preparation entails for us. And so granted, in this time period, yes, we take on penance, we take on mortifications to try to help us, to remove the obstacles to the graces of God that will flow into our soul. And so that is the encouragement for us in understanding why we take on these different penances and sacrifices. But I think also because of the inclination of sin that all of us suffer from, even more so as the understanding of how then to try to stay away from occasions of sin. Now, as I say, we take this feast of Our Lady and we look at it and see how she was prepared to be the Mother of God, this great privilege that was given to her. And from that great privilege, yes, she would have to be then immaculately conceived if she was to bear then the Christ child. But for all of us, we are preparing then to receive our Lord spiritually at Christmas. And so it's helpful for us to understand then the need to stay away from the occasions of sin, the weaknesses that we have, to understand that. And by understanding that and realizing that, well, yes, that then that can help us to prepare better for that. Because we realize of the inclination we have towards sin. And maybe there's certain things that we struggle with. There's difficulties that we have. I mean, yes, that's human nature. But also then the graces that we work with from Almighty God is to help us to overcome those weaknesses. Yes, they register for us. They're a weakness. We suffer from that. So therefore, then what do we need to do to try to overcome that, to battle that? And that is the purpose then for us during this time period, especially a penitential time period. I mean, this is what we should be trying to examine and to think about as we choose what penances we take on. Okay, what are the occasions of sin? What are the things that I struggle with? What are the things that I battle each day? What do I need to try to do to overcome them, to conquer them? And so that's the lesson for us then to learn from this great feast. I mean, just as Our Lady was prepared to be the Mother of God, that is why she had this great privilege of being immaculately conceived, because she was to become the Mother of God. So from all eternity, Almighty God knew that she would be then this Mother of God. And therefore, that is why then he kept her from sin, any stain of sin. But the same thing for all of us, God from all eternity, when he has created us to come back to him. And so therefore, he will give us the graces that are necessary to help us to get back to him. But it's up to us to accept those graces for one, and it's up to us also then to realize what are our weaknesses. And that's why it's important to examine the conscience each night. That's why it's important for us to make and have the chance for frequent confession. And we've had the blessing of having the visiting priest, my brother, Father Garrity, to allow the opportunity for confessions during Mass, to give a greater opportunity for you to prepare for this great feast, to take advantage of these opportunities, but also for you to understand and to realize as you examine your conscience and to see, what do I normally fall into and why? You know, why is it that I fall into these things? So that's where we examine the occasions of sin. That is why we have to protect ourselves from these occasions of sin, whatever they may be. A person, a place, a thing, whatever it may be, we examine that. And so that is what one of the necessary things for us then to try to do in this time period, to stay away from it, stay away from them, or stay away from the occasion, whatever it may be. And so that is what should direct us toward the penances and the mortifications that we take on during Advent. I mean, that's what we should be trying to do. Again, this whole time period, it is to strengthen the will. And obviously you see with the Blessed Virgin Mary, because of the graces she received, yes, she would not fall into any sin in her life. Because her will was in line with Almighty God. Her fiat, her willingness to accept to be the Mother of God. And then she spent her whole life in living and being pleasing to Almighty God. And that's something that we must try also to do. I mean, one, through humility, obviously, again, looking at the virtues of Our Lady, of recognizing our unworthiness, recognizing our weakness. And I think that's one of the best things for us to realize. What are the weaknesses we have? And through those weaknesses, how can I overcome those weaknesses? How can I fight against them? I mean, that is where truly then you place yourselves humbly before Almighty God. Begging God for the graces, asking God for those graces, but then certainly doing our part in staying away from the dangers, the difficulties, the struggles we have. Because if not, when we place ourselves in those occasions, well, no wonder we fall. But if we're able then to try to spend our time in avoiding these things, in realizing the world around us is certainly not going to try to help us to get to heaven. But the graces from Almighty God will, to utilize those graces. So as I say, these last few weeks of trying to prepare for Christmas, it's a shortened Advent. I mean, to try to really prepare yourself well for that. Of looking at this feast and seeing, yes, Our Lady was prepared to be the Mother of God. Through that, we too can prepare our souls well. And so through that humility of recognizing, one, our unworthiness, but then also to recognize what our weaknesses are. And therefore, through those weaknesses, we have to do something about that. And then finally, then also looking at the obedience of Our Lady, her willingness to be the Mother of God, her fiat, of accepting truly this great privilege, yes. And so for us, then, to be obedient to the laws of God, to be obedient to the will of God, and preparing ourselves well. Because by practicing these virtues, we will prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ child. When we recognize these things and then trying to help our soul in this preparation, because that is where the graces will come for us. I've mentioned many times before, the longer preparation for a feast day, the greater the feast day that it is. The Church is trying to help us to understand that, preparing time and time again for this great feast, that we have these 4 weeks of Advent, and making sure that our soul is ready for this great feast. So pray for the graces, especially to the Mother of God, to Our Lady, especially also if you've prepared for the total consecration. It's one of the steps in trying to help to sanctify your soul. And so pray to the Mother of God to help you to be prepared for her Son. Again, St. Bernard of Clairvaux had said, one is never lost until they forsake the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is always the hope for that soul. Unless, yes, they forsake the Blessed Virgin Mary. So just as she was prepared from all eternity to be the Mother of God, let us prepare our souls for the coming of our Savior. For the practicing of these virtues, praying to Our Lady, and then really trying to focus on what our weaknesses are to get rid of those during this time period of Advent, in preparing well. So truly let us have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary as we say, O Mary, conceived without original sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.